Coach on the road once again with the MLB stars of the game, and I got the man here, Chucky. I'm going to let him introduce himself to my Chicago audience.
What's up, Chicago? Chucky Robinson here.
Where you from? Tell them where you from.
I'm from Danville, Illinois.
Danville, yeah, Illinois.
About 2.5 hours south.
Now, what you know about Danville? Now, it is Chicago.
Man, I know all about Danville, not too much about Chicago, okay. But I'm happy to be here.
We're going to teach you about Chicago.
All right, I'm willing to learn.
All right, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes on what it's like being a major league ball player. What's this big league experience been like for you?
Man, it's been awesome. You know, you got all the resources to get better. You know, every day, you know, you got so much video, and you get to see the best ball players, you know, in the world. So it's a lot to learn, and, you know, it's just a blessing to come out here and be able to learn and to get better every day.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid dreams of playing in the big leagues. They think you guys get drafted and you're in the big leagues the next day.
Oh, no chance. No, that ain't how it worked, man. I was drafted in 16, and, you know, I didn't hit every stop, you know.
16?
Yeah, 2016.
16? Mm-hmm. Man, you've been in eternity trying to get here.
Yeah, man. Hey, but, you know, keep my head down, keep working, and then, you know, the chips fall where they may. But, you know, I just stay the course. And, you know, I believe that good things happen to good people. So, first and foremost, you know, you got to be a good person and you just got to work.
So, what about this roller coaster that you go through on your way to the big leagues?
Oh, man, that's part of the journey, you know. I don't think nothing great comes from, like, if you want to be great, then you got to have some adversity. So, I mean, I think that's just part of it. And, you know, staying the course and staying positive in a game of failure is a must.
Who were some of the guys that mentored you along the way?
Honestly, my biggest mentor is my grandpa.
Oh.
He played some ball, and, you know, just having him as a resource and having him kind of as my backbone has been huge for me in my career.
But, I mean, you know, what is it like behind that plate, 160-game schedule? What does it do to your body?
I mean, it's taxing on the body, but honestly, you know, as I got older, I start to realize that, you know, a great catcher, you know, starts on the mind, you know, game planning and knowing the hitters and knowing your pitchers and being a leader. That's the most important thing. And when you're prepared, honestly, the taxing your body, it kind of depletes because you're so locked in on what's going on and playing the game.
And I see the team scratching, so I know you got to get out there. So I'm going to give you this last quick question, get you another day. When you got that call, you going to the big leagues for the first time, walking in that locker room, saw your uniform hanging up. What was that feeling like?
Man, it's amazing. That's what I've been working for my whole life, and you know, it's a blessing. You know, I got a lot to be grateful for.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry on the spot. I didn't cry on the spot, but you cried. But, you know, tears behind the scenes, you know, come on.
Coach with the man, Chucky. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
That's the main thing first. They have to have the opportunity. They have to have different outlets to be able to develop. That player, you have a average player, you know, they're raw talent, and so they need at least 2 or 3, maybe even 4 years of development to get to that next level, you know, to get even part of their talent, you know, with the other players. So we need leagues like this to be able to showcase league, have players another opportunity, you know, to showcase and develop that talent. But it takes time. Sounds like an exciting time. Again, it's needed. Definitely need some more developmental leagues to give ball players an opportunity just to progress and see where they're at. There's those diamonds in the rough. There's those players that are hidden gems. They haven't been discovered yet. Sounds like that's what the league is for, just to give them another opportunity, some more exposure, some more experience, you know, advance and see how far they can go.
Click on the subscribe button and become a subscriber.